قرآني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني عزي إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, prayers and peace be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and companions. In this episode, I would like to begin by telling you a story. And usually, a story might be factual and might be imaginatory. But what is extrapolated from a story is what's important. And if the extrapolation creates a negative reaction, then it's best not to be told. And if it creates a positive reaction or leads to a positive outcome, then it is advised to be told. And the interpretation of what is heard or seen will differ from one person to another due to the different life experiences and different level of courage to think freely. And so, my dear listeners, interpret as you wish. You have the right to do so, as long as it's within the confines of what's accepted. And so, this story is about a fisherman who lives with his wife and children in a simple shack near the sea. And after he lures, then catches the fish, he hands it to his wife. She cuts it open, then cleans it, then cooks it. Then it's consumed as the main course along with the simple things they have, day in, day out. And one day, as the wife was cutting a fish her husband had caught, she calls out loud with surprise, "Oh, husband, come and look. See what's inside the belly of this fish. A large, bright, shining pearl, unlike anything they have ever seen. I will take it and sell it to the gemstone dealer for a lot of money," he said to his wife. So he eagerly began his journey in pursuit of what has developed in his imaginations. "I cannot afford such a priceless gem," the dealer said. "Go to the main dealer in the next town over. Maybe he can afford it." So he resumed his pursuit with a higher expectation of what his precious stone might fetch. But the main dealer told him the same. "I cannot afford such a priceless gem. The only one who can afford it is the emperor. He is known to love and collect things of that nature." So to the castle of the emperor he resumed his journey, not knowing at this level what the expectations should be. So he waited for permission from the gods to enter and meet the emperor. "This is what I was looking for all along," the emperor cried out. "But I cannot put a price on such a priceless gem. But I will allow you 6 hours into my special room of abundance, where you can take whatever you wish in return. And that would be the price of your pearl." "I am but a simple man," the fisherman replied. "All I need is 2 hours. No, the fair emperor replied. 6 hours it will be. The guards then escorted him to the room of abundance and locked the doors behind him. To his amazement, the room was large and was divided into 3 sections. The first section contained jewelry, gold, and coins beyond imaginations. The second section contained a lounge and a comfortable bed with silky sheets that makes a person drowsy by just looking at it. And the third section contained all types of delicious food that awakened the soul's desire to eat. So he thought to himself, I have 6 hours, and at my leisure, let me use the first 2 hours to eat and drink until I am satisfied. After he ate, he headed back towards the first section and saw the comfortable, inviting bed and thought to himself, after this meal, I need to sleep for 2 hours to replenish some of the energy which will allow me to carry as much as I can from the jewelry, gold, and coins in my remaining 2 hours. So to sleep he went, and a deep sleep it was, until suddenly he was awakened by the guards, hearing them say, wake up, you fool, your time is up. But I did not take anything yet, he cried. Oh, emperor, please allow me to go back to the room of abundance. We made an agreement, the emperor said. It is you who did not live up to the agreement you accepted. You have no one to blame but yourself. Out you go. You see, the fisherman lost sight of his objective due to his unconditioned mental being, resulting in not being able to value and protect his precious pearl, which is his spirit. He was aware, but the awareness in what really matters, he was not. It was his unguided free will that was never trained to prioritize his affairs. He was immersed in his own personal interests that he forgot about those depending on him and are themselves, anticipating to realize their expectations initiated from this strange, uncanny experience, and soon to realize their positive expectations to be dashed because the one they depended on was easily distracted by the short-lived illusions of life, eating and sleeping, leaving what's important, the jewelry, gold, and coins, which are the good deeds, to be taken last. Until it was over, and time to make up for the lost opportunity was no more. And outside the castle's gates was regret waiting to accompany him evermore. You see, the fisherman had the desire to change his situation and succeed, but he was never trained to handle it. This kept him petrified from leaving his comfort zone and only relied on a 1-in-a-million chance for an opportunity to present itself. He had ample time, but did not use the virtue of patience to apply the effort needed to acquire the knowledge necessary to raise the level of courage to take the initiative to begin the process of change. If he had done so, then his new condition would have been realized by others enticing them to do the same. But he stayed stagnant, falling behind, vulnerable, and unconsciously inspiring others to stay lame. My dear listeners, I will talk about the requirements of change in a future halakha, inshallah. But the fisherman, and many of us just like him, still have a chance to redeem ourselves. And it is from Allah's mercy that He, Allah, informs us ahead of time of the negative outcome if we do not heed the warnings He informed us of. And if we pass on before redemption, then we should expect the outcome to take place, because the Merciful informed us that it will. Surat Al-Mu'minun, the Believers, chapter 23, verse 99 and 100. Hatta idha jaa ahadahumul mawtu qala rabbi irji'un la'alli a'malu salihan fima tarakt. كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. Until when death comes unto one of them, he said, My Lord, send me back, that I may do right in that which I have left behind. But no, Allah says, It is but a word that he is only speaking. He had his chance. And behind them is a barrier until the day when they are raised, resurrected. So, my dear listeners, relay the wise advice to those whom you know who might be in a deep sleep, and show them the map that leads to the real treasures of life. Knowledge, al-ilm, which is the crown of all good deeds. May Allah guide us to the right path and allow us to follow it. My dear listeners, until the next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا يرضى أبدا بالزور ضميري لا يرضى أبدا بالزور ضميري عز إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني عز إيماني لفظ قرآني وسلوكي أدب